Danny, so close to bringing it back round tonight. First of all, your thoughts on your team's performance?
First half was poor. We never got to grips with the midfield. The midfield, in turn, didn't get to grips with our back four. And centrally, through the middle of the team, is where they kept coming through us. Too often, too easily. I thought when we got the ball, we were too pedestrian in our possession. I thought we gave the ball away cheaply. We finished moves in front of their back four so many times when they stepped out in front of us and then came on the counter-attack again. And that was summed up the first 45, and it summed it up with being 2-0 down. Second half, we're absolutely magnificent. Second half, we took the game to them. We've had chance after chance. We've got two terrific goals from my perspective. But then you go into a lottery. You know, you go into a lottery with the penalties. It can go anywhere. You just don't know. Did we deserve it? Not in the first half. On the second half, possibly. Did they deserve it? Not in the second half, the first half. So, you know, it was a 50-50 in that respect. But it's whoever hits the target on the penalties, and that's what it was down to.
Because they came out like a train second half, didn't they? Mm. About five chances early on, and that Luke Berry goal really seemed to turn the momentum of the game.
Well, it did, and I think that I think from our perspective, we couldn't fail but recognise exactly where that position was, where we were at our failings, and it was right down the central of the pitch. You know, the midfield weren't on the game today. And again, like I said, when we change one or two things around, it gives us a little bit more impetus going forward. But overall, I mean, like I say, it was a topsy-turvy game, but we'd expect that in the Cup. You know, but at the same time, we have to do much better than we performed in the first half, that's for sure.
Sam was unlucky at the weekend not to score. Mm-hmm. What a goal by him tonight.
It was a terrific goal. And you think at that stage of the game as well, you know, there was still a bit left in the game. You never know with, you know, the disappointment that Oldham had. You know, you just thought we might just nick this at the end. But it wasn't to be, you know. But I think that, you know, you've got to give them credit as well. They played well in parts of the game, and I thought parts of the game we played well.
Ryan Williams started the game fantastically well.
Yeah.
And then got injured. What's the prognosis?
His calves are the problem. I think it's just lack of games, and I think, you know, his calves just tightened up. And one thing you can't do is continue with that sort of injury, because that's when your pulls or your tears come.
But that just shows to the Barnsley fans, over 500 that made it tonight, exactly why you signed him, because his pace was frightening.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good little player, and I think that giving some games as you go along, we'll see some of the excitements, like, you know. So it was good to have him on the pitch. I hope he's available for the weekend.
You changed the back line tonight. Is that just to freshen things up, give some people some game time?
Yes and no. We've had a little bit of an injury to Craney. He's pulled his groin a little bit. He's got a problem with his groin. And Peter Ramage is very, very tight after the weekend. So again, he's very similar to Ryan. We couldn't risk him. So that's why we changed the back line. You know, preferably I would like to have kept the same back line, in fairness, but we couldn't do that.
Word on Brad Abbott, got some game time tonight and got himself stuck in.
I mean, Brad's been very unlucky, really, I suppose, you know, in terms of what's the team has been playing in front of him. But as I said before, he's moved a long way since the end of last season. So he's still massively a big part of us.
In the context of the season, are you too disappointed to go out tonight?
I'm very disappointed going out, yeah, of course I am. We wanted to reach as many rounds as we possibly could, you know, but it's a funny thing, the Cup game, you know, it's like I said, they are, particularly when it comes to the penalties at the end, they're an area where you just can't predict, and unfortunately it's how we've gone out on that.
John Eves and Voto and Dale Jennings haven't featured in the last two squads. What's been the reason?
Dale's got an ankle injury, and Voto has a bit of a knee problem, so those two have not played.
Cheers, Dan.